On the news line with us now, Sherry Jacobson, one of the local leaders of the Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America group, and they have a vigil coming up, and she can give us an update on some of the accomplishments in 2018, and there are challenges ahead. So we welcome her back to the news line. Thanks for calling in, Sherry.
Hi, Mark. Good morning.
I do appreciate you checking in again. Now, let's start out with the vigil. That is upcoming. It is this week on Wednesday. Tell us about that.
So vigil is, as you said, Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. at the Deggan Senior Center at the Greater Susquehanna Valley Y in Sunbury. That's 1150 North 4th Street in Sunbury. And again, 6:30 on Wednesday. And the vigil has a number of purposes. One is to honor victims and survivors of gun violence, not just the children and teachers who were killed in Sandy Hook, but all the people in our community as well. We are also calling on citizens to commit to working to prevent gun violence in our community and calling on lawmakers to close loopholes and reduce gun violence. And very importantly, we'll be connecting people with two significant resources that we offer. One is our Survivors Network, and this is a group that supports people whose lives have been affected by gun violence, giving them a space to share their stories and try to make sense and move forward of the gun violence that has affected their life. And one of our local members, Lisa Crux, will be running that. We'll also have a table for our Be Smart program. This is something you're familiar with because we did a presentation on your show one time. Be Smart is a program that teaches parents and other caregivers how to make sure their children are safe from unintentional shootings and also gun suicide. As you may know, we've had about 190 unintentional shootings so far in this country this year. These are incidents where children, you know, toddlers get a hold of a firearm and it discharges and it hurts them or somebody else. So those are two significant resources that will be made available to people at the vigil. Right. So we're really looking forward to coming out and sharing this important moment with people in our community.
Well, I think this is important because I know that Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America advocates for certain changes in common sense gun laws, and you alluded to that. Universal background checks is one of them, but there are other things that they advocate for, that you advocate for. But this idea that you're dealing with individuals who've been affected by gun violence, making their stories sort of greater locality around here, I think is noteworthy. Plus the Be Smart effort, that you're not just interested in changing gun laws, and you're not interested in taking anybody's guns away. You are interested in, it seems all of these, the through line through this is just sort of public health.
I think that's fair to say. Yeah, we are, you know, a gun violence prevention organization. We're a gun safety organization. And we do also support people whose lives have been affected by gun violence. And we would encourage anyone whose life has been touched this way to join us and seek support with other survivors. We will have other survivors there and leading efforts. And sometimes it's very hard to talk about this. Sometimes the gun violence has come at the hands of a family member, and there's tension in the family surrounding this. And people need to know that there is support for them, that we are here to honor their stories. And we would encourage anyone, you know, who considers themselves to have been affected by gun violence to join us.
What else is the group, actually, what has the group accomplished this year? What are some of the things that you can consider as successes?
Our big success this year, which was actually a multi-year effort, was succeeding in getting what is now known as Act 79 signed by Governor Wolf. This is legislation that will keep guns from people who have already been convicted of domestic violence and people who are under final protection from abuse orders. That is people who've already appeared before a judge and had evidence presented about them. These are two significant loopholes that we've been able to close in terms of making sure that these people who we already know are dangerous domestic abusers do not have access to their firearms. And that was a multi-year effort. It was a bipartisan effort. The legislation originally came out of First a senator, a Republican senator, and then a Republican representative. And we were really honored and excited to work with all the legislators in our area. Fred Keller was, spoke on the House of the floor in support of this legislation. Linda Schlegel-Culver, Kurt Nosser, David Millard, Senators Jean Yaw and John Gordner were all supportive of this legislation, which I think is indicative of the kind of common sense and bipartisan legislation we pursue.
And in 2019, what's on the agenda?
That's a good question. Legislatively, we are still waiting for some decisions to be made to determine what, if any, singular piece of legislation we're going to pursue. There are a lot of pressing issues out there. Right now, we are really ramping up our efforts for our Survivors Network, supporting local people whose lives have been affected by gun violence, and our Be Smart team. We recently did a presentation that teaches parents about securing their firearms, modeling responsible behavior, asking before sending kids out to the homes of relatives and friends whether those people's firearms are secured, assessing the risks of teen suicide in the household. We just did a presentation on that and invited educators from our area. We were really thrilled to see there were several superintendents there, school safety officers, members of boards of education came, the Union County District Attorney Pete Johnson was there, someone from the Sheriff's Office was there. And we are really looking forward to partnering with school districts to run this program to make parents aware of how they can make sure their children, from toddlers up to teens, do not gain unsupervised access to firearms. As I said, we've had about 189 or so unintentional shootings this year. There have been 3 deaths in Pennsylvania of children under the age of 17 who've gotten access to unsecured firearms without supervision. And these are completely preventable deaths. You know, we worry about school shootings. Most school shootings start with a firearm from home, an unsecured firearm at home. And likewise, children who die by suicide, I think something like 80% of those guns belong to a parent or a relative that they got a hold on. Just having people, you know, secure their firearms safely at home and asking before their kids go on a play date what the status of firearms is in somebody else's home is life-saving action, and we are eager to work with school districts. If people are interested in that, they can reach out to our organization and we could set up a presentation. The best way to get in touch with us would be gunsenseforcesv@gmail.com. So gunsenseforcesv@gmail.com. And we will come, we'll do a presentation. We've been doing these around the valley at churches, at youth centers, at Susquehanna Valley as part of, Susquehanna University as part of their wellness program now. We did this presentation for school administrators and law enforcement officers. And it's free, it's less than an hour, and it's life-saving.
At the risk of understating it, what else is happening? This is such a comprehensive effort to, a comprehensive public safety effort. What else is happening? Is there anything additionally that relates to endeavors or accomplishments or hopes in the future as it relates to gun safety?
You know, we continue to expand our organization. We're always looking for more people to help out. Helping out can be for people who are busy with little kids at home. We always have needs for our database, you know, making sure that people are getting the messaging they've asked to get. Those are things that can happen at home. We try to have a presence at a lot of the street festivals in the area. We've been at the Milton Harvest Festival. We've been in downtown Sealands Grove at the Arts Festival in Lewisburg, sharing information about our Be Smart program and our Survivors Network, getting the word out about gun safety in the Valley. So we're always looking for people to help out with that. We've been really fortunate to develop positive working relationships with all the legislators in our area, and we really cherish that. There's room always for people who are interested in sharing their stories with legislators and thinking about how we can all work together. both sides of the aisle. We are a nonpartisan, all-volunteer organization. So how can we all work together to make sure we have some good laws in place that will enable responsible and law-abiding citizens to use their firearms, you know, for hunting, for people like to collect them. Some of them have heirloom firearms from grandparents and so forth. People like to keep them at home for safety purposes. And that is fully compatible, you know, for law-abiding, safe citizens to have their firearms. It's fully compatible with also making sure that dangerous people, criminals, irresponsible, violent people like domestic abusers do not have firearms. And that's really what it all comes down to. That's something so far we've all agreed on in the Valley. And we're always looking for people who want to help out with that. Again, that email, gunsenseforcsv@gmail.com, would be a great way to get in touch with us. You can also just find our organization on the web and click the drop-down menu that says I'd like to get involved, and it will ultimately get you to our group as well. And there's one more option, which is text READY, R-E-A-D-Y, to 64433.
All right, say that again, the text again.
Text READY, R-E-A-D-Y, to 64433.
All right.
That's a quick way to do it as well. And, yeah, we welcome everybody. You don't have to be a mom to be a mom. We have dads in our organization. We have grandparents. We have child-free people. We have college students who come over and help out. I think there might be some students demand action groups getting going in the Valley this next year. That's something we'd like to help students with if they're eager to organize one of those school groups in the high schools or on college campuses. Students Demand Action has been a growing movement and very impactful as well. So, yeah, we're looking for anybody who just wants to promote gun safety and keep Americans safe from gun violence. At this point,
I gotta
you know,
stop
we're
you
looking
there.
At...
We're out of time. But I tell you what, I invite you within the next month, please come into our studios, bring another individual. We'll do the 8:30 On the Mark show, and we'll really address all of these and dig into these topics. Thank you so much, Sherry. I really do appreciate it.
Thanks, Mark. And we're looking forward to seeing people Wednesday at 6:30 at the Sunbury Y.
All right. We'll talk to you then. Yeah, at the Degenstein Youth Center at the Greater Susquehanna Valley YMCA. Sherry Jacobson, one of the local founders of the Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America group.